Praise 100.9, 92.7 is Super Bowl weekend, and it's time to go in the trenches with Wes Bryant. What's happening, Wes?
What's going on, Melanie? What's going on, Queen City? And, hey, we have a fantastic Super Bowl 48 between the Seattle Seahawks and the Denver Broncos. We got Peyton Manning looking to become the first starting quarterback to lead not one but two franchises to a Super Bowl championship on Sunday night from MetLife Stadium. For the first time since 1990, we had an NFL's top-ranked offense from Denver taking on the top-rated defense in Seattle. Now, the last time the two number one seeds, as Denver was the number one seed in the AFC, Seattle was the number one seed in the NFC. The last time that happened was Super Bowl 44 between New Orleans and the aforementioned Peyton Manning-led Indianapolis Colts. And in that game, Manning lost 31-17 to Who Dat Nation and Drew Brees. Now, we know all about the Denver offense. Peyton Manning over 5,000 yards passing, 55 touchdowns. This team was the best offense in NFL history, 38 points per game, 340 yards passing, 5 players with 10 touchdowns. Unprecedented offense. So you can call them, I guess, the unstoppable force going up against the immovable object, which is the Vaunted Seahawks defense led by the Legion of Boom. They topped the NFL in points allowed, passing yards allowed, and total yards allowed, and also were very opportunistic, forcing a league high 39 turnovers. Their offense is led by beast mode Marshawn Lynch and former NC State and Wisconsin quarterback Russell Wilson. Now, they struggled the latter part of the season and in the playoffs, so we'll see. They're definitely going to have to be on their A game against what is the greatest offense, statistically at least, in league history. Kickoff is at 6:30 on Sunday. The Bobcats get a win on that last outing on Wednesday night versus the Denver Nuggets, and they're now 7 games under 500, so they're still trying to climb their way up. And they will spend their Super Bowl weekend on the West Coast as they take on the Lakers tonight, and will face a surprisingly good Phoenix Suns team on Saturday night at 9. So we'll see if the Bobcats can maybe start up a little win streak of their own. And to end this weekend in college basketball, among the big games, you got Syracuse and Duke on Saturday night from New York. Should be a tremendous game at the Carrier Dome. They're expecting their largest crowd ever for Coach K and their first meeting as ACC opponents. You got the Charlotte 49ers taking on Florida International. And the Johnson C. Smith men and women will take on Shaw. So that's your sports weekend. Got plenty of things to get you ready for Super Bowl Sunday. And, Melanie, this has been another edition of In the Trenches with Wes Bryant. And you can catch me on Wes Bryant Live or on Twitter at Wes Bryant Live, that is, where we get all the way live.
Go Seahawks. That's all I got to say. We'll catch you with you Monday.
Oh, yeah, and then my pick for the game, Melanie, I did kind of waver. I was expecting, or I did pick Seattle at first. But the more analysis and the more I think about things, I'm going to have to go with the Broncos.
Boo. It's going to be tight. I mean, you know, you can't buy experience, and, you know, it is what it is. But I'm going for my hometown.
All right. Well, we'll see how it turns out.
All right. We'll talk Monday. Thanks, Wes.
All right. No problem.